On a Friday evening at a Holiday Inn near Rockford, Shane Conway stands in front of a table in a small conference room. He's going over some paperwork with participants of a class he's about to teach.
This is terms and conditions for the class, so you can read that if you want. And this is just your information and then how you paid for the class.
Conway is a chief instructor with Equip to Conceal. This class is a requirement for someone wanting to apply for a concealed carry permit issued by the state of Utah. If you're asking what this has to do with Illinois, residents across the country can apply for Utah's permit, which is good in more than 30 states. Of course, it can't be used in Illinois, but it allows Illinois residents to carry a concealed firearm when they travel to various states. Conway, who is certified by the state of Utah, also teaches classes in Wisconsin, which recently enacted a concealed carry law. He says turnout at these classes can vary.
You know, it depends on the day. It depends, you know, on a Sunday, not many people are going to show up because of football games are on. But Saturdays, a lot of times, is a pretty good turnout.
On this evening, the turnout is pretty low. 5 people registered, but only 3 showed up. 2 of the participants are Eric and Emily Asplund of Rockton. Emily says she and her husband are hunting enthusiasts who travel to Montana a lot.
With the society today, you know, just like they say, you know, if there's an opportunity for us to protect ourselves, we're going to take full advantage of that.
Eric Asplund says having the Utah permit is really about feeling the need for personal protection on the way to Montana.
Traveling is the worst part about not having any weapons with you. Rest areas are always a kind of a not a safe place.
And while the turnout might be low at the class the Asplunds are attending, others say demand is out there in Illinois for the Utah permit. Those shots you hear are being fired in a shooting range operated by Gat Guns in East Dundee. The store offers the class for the Utah permit and one for Florida's concealed carry permit, which also covers many states. Vice President Greg Trapino Jr. says these classes are by far their most popular.
Even if it's introductory pistol courses, even if it's more advanced holster draw, it doesn't seem to matter what it is. You know, we've gotten the most overall volume from inception to now for the concealed carry classes.
Trapino says he was at first reluctant to offer the classes, figuring they wouldn't attract a lot of people. But he says it didn't take too long to figure out there was a market.
First class wound up getting 10 people in, then the next class was 30, and then all the classes after that started getting, 50, 60, even 70 people per class.
Trapino says there are cases of people wanting the permit for travel purposes, but he suspects most of the time, individuals who apply don't even utilize the permits. He says they just want something they can't get through their own state government.
A lot of it's just to satisfy their own personal desire to have it to some form, or at least have the capability of having it.
Downstate lawmakers have tried several times to get a concealed carry law passed in Illinois. Previous efforts have been blocked by Chicago Democrats, who feel that concealed carry would lead to more violence. While he supports the practice, Trapino says he thinks the movement has reached its peak in terms of momentum, at least for now. However, applicants like Eric Asplund hope the demand for out-of-state permits will capture the attention of policymakers.
I think this helps push the state along to maybe legalize it in Illinois.
A key lawmaker behind the concealed carry movement says right now there are no such plans to introduce a measure during the fall veto session. He says they're awaiting a decision in a lawsuit against the state. In the meantime, a permit from elsewhere in the country will have to do for concealed carry backers in Illinois. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.